One of Britain's most distinguished orchestra conductors, Sir Edward Downes, flew to Switzerland last week with his wife and joined her in drinking a lethal cocktail provided by an assisted suicide clinic. He was principal conductor of the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra from 1980 to 1991, and conductor of the Royal Opera House for more than 50 years. Lady Downes, in the final stages of terminal cancer, was a former ballet dancer and choreographer who devoted her later years to working as her husband's assistant. Although Sir Edward was not known to have been terminally ill, he wanted to die with his ailing wife, who had been his partner for more than half a century. The couple's children accompanied their father, 85, and their mother, 74, on the flight from London to Zurich, where the Swiss group Dignitas helped arrange the suicides. On Friday, the children said, they watched, weeping, as their parents drank a small quantity of clear liquid before laying down on adjacent beds, holding hands. Within a couple of minutes, they were asleep and died within 10 minutes. After 54 happy years together, they decided to end their own lives rather than continue to struggle with serious health problems, the Downes children said in their statement. Friends of Sir Edward said that his decision to die with his wife did not surprise them. "Ted was completely rational," said the general manager of the BBC Philharmonic, "so I can well imagine him being so rational, saying, 'It's been great, so let's end our lives together.'" The controversy over the ethical and legal issues surrounding assisted suicide for the terminally ill continue. Last week, the House of Lords defeated a bill that would have allowed people, subject to safeguards, to travel abroad to help people choosing to die.